1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump spoke about today's high court hearing in Washington during a surprise meet and greet with construction workers in New York City.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Mr. Trump will be back at his criminal trial in Manhattan on campus at USC. Police arrested 94 pro-Palestinian protesters on trespassing charges.
They're funding this genocide that's happening in Palestine and to our people.
I have no problem for people fighting for what they believe is right. The issue that I have is when there are hate crimes and hate speech.
More than 100 Emerson students arrested in Boston. The baby boom's over. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
Overall, the pace of new babies born last year is down 2% from 2022. That marks an official end to a brief increase that began during the COVID-19 pandemic.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin says UW-Platteville will vacate its Richland Center branch campus on July 1st. Local officials say they were caught by surprise. Senator Kelda Roy spoke about state support for the UW system at a forum in Muscadet this week.
State support for the universities has in my lifetime gone from just under half of the revenue that they get to between 11 and 15%.
The UW has closed 5 2-year branch campuses in a year and a half. Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin next week. Trump is set to speak in Waukesha next Wednesday. The Republican is on trial for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has a narrow lead over President Biden in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're still under elevated risk of wildfires today. The U.S. National Weather Service and the Port Edwards Fire Department are reminding people to use caution while grilling or using equipment that can cause a spark. You should avoid burning anything outside today. We'll have warm temperatures, wind, and the humidity is relatively low. These conditions are favorable for the spread of fires. 32 scholar athletes have been selected as finalists and will be recognized at the 2024 WIAA Scholar Athlete Awards this Sunday, May 5th, at Century World in Stevens Point. Finalists from our area include Aloysius Franzen from Stevens Point, Sarah Mladek from DC Everest Senior High, Tanner Lamb from Almond Bancroft, and Kendall Duhlman here in Wisconsin Rapids from Assumption High School. Congratulations to all 32 Scholar Athlete finalists. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We kick off the hour every day, Monday through Friday, with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, we love talking to you on days. Well, we love talking with you, let's be honest. Doesn't matter what it's like out there, but days like this makes it a little bit easier.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I bet you love me today.
Yeah, sure do. Sure do. Beautiful blue skies out there, mm-hmm. Brittany. How long is that going to stick around? 5-10 minutes?
About 30 seconds. No, no, you guys, we're going to have this all day today. High temperatures in the low 60s, so a bit warmer than yesterday. Still those winds staying calm, and then everything changes tomorrow. So let's just soak up the sunshine and the nice spring-like mm-hmm. seasonal day today.
We only have today is all that's guaranteed. We only have today.
That's
enjoy
true.
The day. It's
carpe diem.
I'm trying, Brittany. I'm trying to sell it.
You're doing good. But yeah, enjoy it because we are going to see showers and storms pushing in as soon as tomorrow afternoon. Winds are going to be whipping up there to about 40 miles per hour through the weekend. It is going to just be a drencher with storms throughout it too on Sunday possible, and weird temperatures, right? We drop a little cooler tomorrow. We'll spike into the 70s for Saturday and then into the 60s. So just get ready for some rain and enjoy the sunshine while we have it.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. And it's certainly all we can do. I mean, if there's anything you learn about living in the Midwest, it's enjoy the nice weather while you have it.
Well, you got it.
Yep. We're going to do that. We encourage you to as well. Brittany, enjoy your day. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot joining us every Monday through Friday, right in this time slot. Get you ready with a live update of the forecast.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
No.
No, I since we started doing voice tracking on WIRI, I'm going to be off tomorrow, so I had to do like work ahead. And I'm Thursday, Friday. I don't know. It feels like Friday to me now. I don't know what day it is. I'm lost.
Normally, I start the show previewing the next couple of hours, what we have coming up, like at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society, sponsored by Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Dodge, and Jeep dealership. Mm-hmm. Big shout-out to them, and, of course, our Southwick County Humane Society. Or maybe I'll touch on some of the stories we're going to get into and topics we'll touch on, like the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, or this new rule that airlines have about refunding our flights.
Ooh,
and things.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But if I seem a little distracted or a little off, it's for a couple of reasons. One, today is the NFL draft, the beginning of the NFL draft.
Very important.
It's my kids' birthdays.
Oh, wow.
My brother and sister's birthdays, Halloween, and the NFL draft. This is how it works for me in my head. These are the days that matter to me.
It is also
National Penguin Awareness Day, which happens to be perfect for me.
Oh, man.
But all that being said, I'm a little distracted because for those that don't know, the NFL draft is 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bit of a moral, a bit of a minefield for me in some ways, because it does seem a little archaic the way that we do this, the way that we do not just drafting in the NFL, but in all major sports. I'm an adult, so I understand why we do it this way. But it also it bothers me in some ways. The idea of, hey, you did everything right. You are going to be one of the top picks in the sport, NFL, MLB, anything. We get to decide where you go. You don't get to pick where you go. No job, no profession in the world it does that.
Right.
You know, there's if you graduate at the top of your class as an attorney, the top firms in the country don't get to draft you. You choose
where you want to go. Yeah.
But this is sports, and this is how we're doing it for now, and may do it for quite some time.
Who knows, right?
But again, even morally, still distracted because Seth doesn't ask much of me. But this Saturday, I have to cover over the back fence because you will be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL draft kicks off at 11 on Saturday. I have to be here. Do this job on over the back fence on Saturday. So I'm a little distracted because I've never actually been upset with Seth before, and I'm borderline upset with him. I'm borderline. How dare you have a life? How dare you?
Outside the station. Although maybe you just give people live updates. As you're going, well, I'm just watching the draft here, everyone, if you want to know what's going on.
Funny you say that. Because, one, I did want to use this as an opportunity to promote Over the Back Fence. And do encourage you to join Seth 11 to noon on Saturdays. Every Saturday, we don't have a sporting event from our Badgers or something like that. We are here with Over the Back Fence. It's your live call-in show. Items you're looking for, items you want to sell. You and Laura put it this way. I really liked your community billboard.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's where you go, where there are eBay and Craigslist and all these different things nowadays. This is just straight up, here's my product, here's what I'm asking for it. Give me a call if you want it.
Yep.
Straight up.
Simple.
Or I got this item. I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to throw it away. Please, somebody take it off my hands.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we do on that show. We've been doing it for decades. It's a wonderful show, but it's a show that we also need you guys, your interaction with. And if you don't interact with it, there's a chance we may not be able to keep the show.
Right.
Going back to the Seahafers, two owners ago, we've been fighting to keep this show.
Yeah,
and we keep it because it's tradition, because you guys love it, but we need you to call in and join us on the, to prove to our ownership and to our sponsors and everybody else that it's a popular show. We see it. We know you do, but we need others too.
Yeah. Engagement. That's what we're looking for, everybody.
Yeah.
If you want to just call up and say, wow, it's a lousy day today. For the weather? Hey, that's fine. We'll talk about the lousy weather. No problem.
As I've mentioned before, we're only here because of our listeners, right. So I'm never going to threaten our listeners, but I'm going to threaten you with a good time. Because if you're not calling in on Saturday's show, that is exactly what I will be doing.
Oh, boy.
It will be playmakers in parentheses, over the back fence, and then playmakers in parentheses.
Yep, specifically for the draft. Yep.
I'm going to be going over every pick. I'm going to be following along to it. I'll do my job.
Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it.
You bring me your items. I'll get them written down and everything, and we'll repeat them, and we'll get them out there, and then I'm going right back to the draft.
I love it.
I'm only half kidding.
He's only half kidding.
We encourage you to join us every Saturday, 11 to noon, for Over the Back Fence. And that really doesn't just start or end with Over the Back Fence. We've got a great weekend lineup. Seth and I are going to get into that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate our listeners supporting local radio, supporting mm-hmm. what we do here. The only way we get to keep doing local radio is the support we get from our sponsors and the support we get from this listenership.
Yep.
Our ratings are good. We do well in these categories. We need to keep doing that. We appreciate you all helping us with it.
Absolutely.
How's your morning starting?
It's so far so good. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, lovely day, and I will... it's a Thursday, right? Okay. Yeah, it's a nice, lovely Thursday out there.
Had to remember.
I just said, oh, man.
Takes a second.
Oh, it's one of those things. Plus, you know, and then your week is shorter because you're doing something else. And,
You ain't kidding, man.
No.
I joke that this is Friday Eve mm-hmm. all the time. I started partially doing that just because I couldn't remember that it was Thursday. That's exactly.
And people like to hear the word Friday, so I think that's something to do with it too.
It doesn't hurt.
No,
Got a couple of quick hits here for you that want to start off. One that is kind of interesting: a Florida Golden Retriever gave birth to a lime green puppy. I don't know how this happened. I don't know. I think we've seen pictures of like this before somewhat, but it's pretty wild to think of.
Oh, wow.
I haven't really seen a lot of this before, especially from like a golden retriever.
I see. Okay.
The video that they show, it's a mm-hmm. little hard to see, but mm-hmm. when it's next to its other, brothers and sisters
that
and everything.
Much paler, more white. Yeah, exactly.
You can kind of see it. I'm trying to find out if there's a reason behind this, if they have any genetic reasoning or anything mm-hmm. like that. Shamrock is the dog's name.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's beautiful.
That is lovely.
That is a perfect way to perfect name for a lime green dog.
Yes, it is.
And appropriate for a dog born in the Key Lime State, keeping that in mind as well.
Yeah.
The unusual color is a result of the puppy's fur being dyed by bilirubin, a green bile sometimes found in the wombs of mother dogs.
Oh.
The phenomenon has been documented before and isn't limited to golden retrievers. A Nova Scotia's couple's bulldog puppy was born in the same color in 2022.
Okay.
DeBuer and said Shamrock's green color has started to fade, and she will likely be the breed's normal yellow color within a few weeks.
Probably. I didn't think it was going to stay green. But that's
pretty cool.
It's not unheard of, though, that's really interesting. But still, you see a whole bunch of puppies, getting born, and then all of a sudden, green.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a little weird.
Seth, did you ever know anybody that got their head stuck in between two bars or anything like that? You have stairs and you have the things there.
The slats going down.
The slats,
right?
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. it. Slats is the word I was trying to look
right.
for.
Or like that you have a chair that has those.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, you put your arm in there and then, I can't get it out. Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
My sister did that once. and it was when we first moved out here and we were living in Rome and we had to call somebody to come out and help and all this.
Boy.
And it took forever because we're out in Rome and it was just a nightmare. But I'll always remember how Jillian just kind of laughed through it. Like, she just kind of like rolled with it and everything and handled it really well. My sister's got a very great personality, really great way of handling mm-hmm. things. Evidence A, possibly, is that. I remember thinking back then when that was happening, I would be probably crabby. I'd probably be pretty angry about
right.
that. And then there's this.
Uh-oh.
A wildlife rescuer in South Carolina came to the rescue of an alligator found to have been trapped in a drainage pipe for nearly 6 months.
Really? Wow.
I don't know how angry alligators are in general. I don't know if they got a good vibe to them. They're right. Mellow. Who knows?
They tend to be, unless you bother them, right? Yeah.
But I guarantee that after 6 months stuck in a drainage pipe, that alligator is...
a little irritated. Just a little.
Gotta be.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the K&K Wildlife Services that by Port Royal Plantation that went to the Hilton Head and got the gator out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm. They said the alligator apparently became stuck while swimming through the pipe in October and had been trapped ever since.
Oh, gosh.
And how they got this animal out is incredible.
I'll bet.
Minor injuries, including a chafed snout from rubbing up against the grate and everything.
Of course.
But going to be recovered, and the alligator is going to recover just fine and be released back in the wild.
Oh.
And man, is he never going to stop talking about this to his other alligators.
You know.
And you're never going to hear the end of this. So, if you're friends with this alligator, you're never going to hear the end of this.
So he's going to go visit his relatives in the sewers of New York?
Yeah, yes.
Hey, you guys think you got a bat in the sewer. Wait to hear what happened to me, man.
6 months. 6 months. No TV, no radio, no nothing. Just sitting there for 6 months in a drainage pipe.
Do alligators not need to like eat constantly?
I mean, I'm very
curious. Did he just
eat
a big meal
that.
Or something? I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with the audience. I'm diving into that story later as soon as I have time.
There's a lot of questions.
I got a lot of questions about that. Who got his mail? you know, I mean, in 6 months, that piles up.
Yeah, it really does. Gator mail.
Gator mail. Gator mail. Gator mail. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more fun. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 57, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about you and celebrate our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. They're at 250, I knew I was going to do that. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go ahead and head on over there. Beautiful day ahead. They're open till 2 today. Dine in or carry out. Give them a call, 887-2233, 887-2233. I see that they've got a nice veggie pita or a wrap, strawberry salad bowl all in, pigs in a blanket.
All right.
All kinds of good food over there.
Oh, man, their wraps are so good. Oh,
they really are.
Very tasty.
Go check it out for yourself. El Cafe, open right now at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
All right.
info@WFHR.com. You can go ahead and email us there. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. That's also another way to do it. Mm-hmm. And you can call up on the show.
That's right.
Melissa?
Yeah. Melissa, you're going to give the number? Oh, no. She's not here. Okay.
That's right.
424-2600. Call now. Get your birthday in or whoever's birthday in. We can celebrate it on the air.
Join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join us. And I do have to... wholeheartedly apologize to one of our great listeners out there.
Oh.
We had a list of names together and then could not find it yesterday morning.
Oh,
couldn't find where it was. So had to pull it together at the last second. And one of the names got lost. And it's a great listener's name and a great family's name. We feel bad. So we want to wish a very, 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 everybody with me, happy birthday to Joe Novak.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Joe.
Happy belated birthday, Joe.
Not intentional.
No.
It was all a mistake, so make it up for it now.
We wanted to highlight your day, 2 days. So, Joe is automatically going into the qualifying round.
Excellent.
So we appreciate all of our friends that get us these birthdays and anniversaries. And it really, I can't express how much I feel guilty not getting these on the right day. So we do apologize.
Yes.
Joe, now because we did do this, though, you get to celebrate your birthday for like 3-4 days.
Yes.
Like, all right, into the weekend.
Yes, because of our mistake, you get to party hardy.
So there you go. You know, that's
the silver lining.
That's the silver lining of it. Seth, I need a 1 or a 2.
Two.
All right. Gives us that. Well, we can go ahead and write into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish Pam's nephew, Christopher Lewick, who lives in Oregon, Wisconsin, a happy birthday. His wife and him have birthdays 2 days apart.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. Happy birthday to both of you. I know we said happy birthday earlier this week, but happy birthday to both of you. Yeah,
happy birthday, Christopher Lewick.
Yeah,
happy birthday to both of you, Sarah and you. We wish you both a happy birthday. Wishing happy birthday to Christy Foreman.
Happy birthday, Christy.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Larry Tillman.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Larry, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. We dive into our celebrity list now. Jonathan Bailey is 36. Lord Anthony Bridgerton on Bridgerton.
Okay.
Don't know that show.
No idea what that is.
I just know that all the women in my life seem to love that show.
Really?
Yeah. Almost any woman I know. and I mean, that was a couple of years ago when it first came out.
Right.
And everything. But that was one of those ones. People talked about that a lot.
All right.
That was a pretty popular show. He is a good actor. I only seen him a little bit, but he's good. One of the greater power forwards or shooting forwards or what power forwards or centers really.
What do they call them anymore?
I know the positions don't matter in basketball.
Not basketball.
Anymore. Tim Duncan is 48 today, retired NBA superstar from the San Antonio Spurs. Tim Duncan throughout his whole career was called the Great Fundamental. He's considered kind of a boring player in some ways because didn't really excite the stat sheet or anything like that. He was Mr. Consistency.
Oh my gosh.
You know, 20 points, 10 rebounds. You can almost guarantee
Cal Ripken in basketball, right? Yeah.
Won a couple of NBA titles. One with David Robinson. That was just such a cool pairing with him and Robinson and all of those things. All that being said, I feel like we're actually now getting to meet Tim Duncan. Like, now we're getting to know him. He is a Caribbean kid, and it shows now. Like, his
That's
hair,
awesome.
He's got some great hair. Like, did anybody see Tim Duncan with dreads coming?
No, not at all. But he was so, and I don't want to say straight-laced, but he was so low-key when he was in the league. He was not, in a flamboyant dresser or anything like that. He was quiet, that kind of thing. So it is kind of fun to see him coming out a little bit.
It is.
Very cool.
He's gotten a lot into coaching and done a lot for women in sports and promoting that and pushing that. He's one of the greatest top 75 NBA players of all time.
I believe
when they had their 75th anniversary or whatever.
Those Spurs teams.
Yeah.
They were something else.
They really were. The great Jason Lee is 54 today. Stillwater singer Jeff in Almost Famous, Earl Hickey in My Name is Earl, Dave in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. You might have known him. He's one of Kevin Smith's boys, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back. He's been into all of those.
Yep.
Jason Lee has one of the most interesting careers of all time to me. He starts out as a skateboarder with Tony Hawk and a lot of those guys. He even has a move that he invented in skateboarding.
That's crazy.
And really popular in that. He really likes acting, wants to try that and everything, meets Kevin Smith and gets a break and starts just working his tail off as an actor and giving a huge, everything he put into skateboarding into acting. Mm-hmm. And shows. He's a great actor and done some really, really good work in his career. He gets kind of bored with the industry and kind of done with it and everything. Acting just isn't pushing in the way he wants to.
Yeah.
So now, currently, he's a photographer. And wow. He is incredible at it. He has got a great eye and has dedicated a lot of his life to that and to other causes and really just doesn't act anymore. He still skateboards all the time. Like him and Tony Hawk are still great friends and still wow. You know, hang out all the time and everything. But it's so interesting to think where Jason Lee's life could have went this way or that way yep. And that and where he has gone. And all these things he's been very good at.
Yes, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You don't see people walk away from most industries, let alone two different industries.
Well, especially when we're, if you're, you know, at a certain level, you get very well rewarded for being at like his level. I mean, I'm sure he was making plenty of money, but he's kind of like, no, I'd rather do this now. And that's like, hey, cool.
He takes photos, spends time with his kids, you know, it seems like a good gig. Seems like a good gig. Renee Zellweger is 55. She is Bridget Jones, Judy Garland and Judy, Dorothy and Jerry Maguire, of course. Mm-hmm. I would think that, I don't know, I haven't seen everything she's done, but I think her greatest work is Roxy in Chicago.
She was very good in that.
Very good in that.
Very good in
that. Real good in that. And she's going to be reprising the role of Bridget Jones from what I read, I believe.
Yeah, they had another movie coming out.
Yeah. Good for her. Yeah. A good actor. Good actor. Good to see her working. Joe Buck is 55. NFL and MLB commentator and former co-host of NFL Sunday.
Wow, I just realized that.
That's crazy to think of. That's crazy to think of. Of course, the son of a legendary broadcaster.
Jack Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you've never heard anybody say they like Joe Buck. You've probably never heard anybody say that. You probably have some problems with him yourself or whatever. And Joe Buck is going to keep doing Joe Buck.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a big fan of his, and I don't really necessarily enjoy the way he calls a game. Mm-hmm. But I respect how good he is at it, and I've come to the point of him where I kind of enjoy the fact that he just is going to do Joe Buck. He's just going to keep doing his thing. And I respect that, actually, in a lot of ways.
Me too.
I think that you, in a job like that or like we do or anything, the audience, like I said earlier, comes first. So if you're hearing from the masses that much, you know, that they don't like this or they don't like that, I think it's on you to make some changes. And at the same time, if your higher ups, if your bosses, if your coworkers are all telling you, hey, we like what you're doing, you know, you keep doing what you're doing in many ways.
Right.
He's going to keep working. And he's one of the richest commentators of all time.
Oh, yes. So. He's been very successful. He's also a very honest person.
Yes.
You get
yes.
him in interviews, he will tell you what he thinks. He will tell you the truth. And he will get in. Sometimes I've noticed, I mean, I'm not on social media, but I've seen where he's gotten into, you know, all of a sudden an Ask Me Anything on Twitter will erupt because someone asked him a question and he'll answer it. And then everyone will start asking him all these questions and do it. My favorite one was someone asked him about how to get into the announcing game. He's like, have a famous dad.
Yes. It's the last thing I was going to say about him is I actually like Joe Buck in interviews more than him calling a game.
Yeah. He's really an interesting person.
But yeah,
when he gets into other stuff,
wonderful interview, great interview, and you're so right about it. It's a great way to put it. He really just is himself, and just lets it all out there. Doesn't put on airs or anything like that.
And you
may
not like it, but he doesn't care.
One of the most versatile, greatest voice actors of all time, and really a great actor himself, Hank Azaria is 60 today. He was Huff on Showtime's Huff. He's done a couple of acting roles. I think his most famous may be The Birdcage, where it's so hard for me to say this, but I say this lovingly. He steals scenes from Robin and Nathan Lane.
He does.
He steals scenes from Robin Williams and Nathan Lane, man.
Like two of the biggest scene stealers ever.
Ever.
That's pretty amazing.
Nathan Lane, who's at like out of a 10, out of a 0 through 10, a 20 throughout that whole movie. I don't know how he does that. He keeps up that energy. Robin Williams playing the straight man. Pun intended.
Nice.
Yet Hank Azaria stands out in that movie. Oh, Gene Hackman in drag, for God's sake. There's things that happen in that movie are insane. It still holds up. One of my favorite comedies of all time.
That's got to be one of the greats of all time. It still holds up. It's amazing.
And one of the big reasons is Hank Azaria. Mm-hmm. It really is. Of course, the voice of Chief Wiggum and Moe on The Simpsons. He is also baseball announcer Brockmeyer and Brockmeyer. He did Gargamel in the Smurfs movies. All kinds of work. Hank Azaria, incredible talent.
He's very talented. And he had that moment, too, when he was like in a whole bunch of movies.
Yeah.
If I remember, he's not doing that so much anymore.
No.
But he's... why would you? He's got such a talented voice actor.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Tally Shire is 78 today. Adrian in the Rocky movies. Connie Corleone in the Godfather movies. Mm. You might also remember her as the therapist in the old Geico caveman commercials. she did those as well. Tally is the sister of Godfather director Francis Ford Coppola, mm-hmm. the mother of Jason Schwartzman, the aunt of Nicolas Cage, and Sophia Coppola.
No, the movies that she was in, she was very good in.
It's very.
She wasn't in a lot, but she was very good what she did.
When she worked, you mm-hmm. remembered her performances.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's so good in The Godfather.
It's an amazing performance. I get goosebumps thinking about her and Diane Lane in the Godfather. Mm. Like, we never, and when we talk about those movies, we never mention the women.
The women.
And they're so incredibly
amazing.
Good.
Yep.
So good. Stu Cook, 79, guitarist for CCR. Proud Mary, Bad Moon. There's so many great CCR songs. So many great to be. Bad Moon, I'm going to be listening to them. One of the greatest actors of all time. And I know I throw things like that out there from time to time. It's not often that you all will agree with me, though.
Oh.
Top 10 actor of all time, Al Pacino is 84 today.
what do we got?
Al Pacino, Scent of a Woman. Most people always remember him, as we're talking about The Godfather, as Michael Corleone.
Yep.
I think that one of his greatest acting performances is the movie Heat. There's a lot of great stuff. Now, a lot of younger people out there will just know one version of Al Pacino. The stuff that me and Seth were just kind of doing.
Yeah,
there
a little parody there, yeah.
This is one of the most versatile actors of all time, mm-hmm. and one of the greatest performers of all time. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I believe that in order to be considered one of the greats, you have to be able to do it on stage and camera.
Mm.
Part of the reason I feel that way is Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. Because growing up, Al, and especially in an Italian household, De Niro, Pacino, these guys were, greats. They mm-hmm. were goats to us and everything.
Right.
One of the first actors I studied was Al Pacino. And Al Pacino, to this day, doesn't know if he should have taken the Godfather role, because it kept him from doing live theater.
Ooh.
And that is his love. Mm. He loves being on stage. He likes working with other actors. He likes hearing and feeling the audience. And I learned so much from him about that, about theater acting. Certainly, as a camera actor, he's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He should have won many more Oscars than just the one for Scent of a Woman, which honestly was given to him, I think, because they felt like they should have mm-hmm. given him one 100 other times.
A very unconventional leading man, too. You have to think that because of the whole ethnic thing, you know.
He's not that tall.
He's short, which doesn't really seem to be an issue anymore. But at the time, I know it was an issue.
Yes.
They didn't want, there were, and The Godfather, people did not want him in the lead role.
Up until anything in the mid-2000s, I would say, you never saw a leading man with a woman taller than him.
Yeah.
Never would see that. Mm-hmm. So if I'm Al Pacino and I'm up for a role and I'm 5'11", that really brings down the type of women that are going to be able to audition for that role.
Exactly.
To that point. So his leading man status was not guaranteed.
At all.
And my God, did Francis Ford Coppola have to fight to get Al Pacino
stuck
for that
to his
role?
Guns.
He had to fight to get Al to want to do it first, and then he had to fight with every producer under the sun to get him to have that role. You can't imagine anybody else in that role. One of the greatest signs of an actor.
I can't even think of who would.
De Niro? Like, that don't work. Like, there's literally no other actor you can say to me, and I mean all the greats. You can throw them all out there. Nobody could do Michael Corleone like Al Pacino did.
Right.
And that is one of the greatest compliments you can give to an actor. You can't see anybody else in that role.
And then I just have to mention for James and me, Heat.
Yes, yes.
Because we both love that movie, and he's
awesome.
God,
I love that movie. I still consider Heat a perfect movie.
It's close.
A 10 for 10 in every category. Anyway. Some people no longer with us, like the great Meadowlark Lemon, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2015. Legendary leader of the Harlem Globetrotters. God, I love the Globetrotters.
He was great.
And I think you can make the argument, the greatest voice of all time. I will throw that out there. I will say it. Ella Fitzgerald, born in this day in 1917, passed away in 1996.
Mm.
Lady sings the blues.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
You don't know Ella? Go ahead and listen.
Yep.
You know, this time of year, I encourage you to listen to Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Summertime. Every year around this time of year, I listen to that. It's one of the greater songs that you'll hear. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great chance to hear the range and the versatility and the natural talent that that woman had.
I would say, I mean, that's a great show. I love that version of that song, too. Mm-hmm. The one that always gets me is when she does Tisket a Tasket.
Oh,
it's like a nursery rhyme, and she makes it swing.
She makes it
swing,
man. Yeah.
Who does that?
There has never been, and there will never be another Ella Fitzgerald. I really do think you can make the argument. Mm-hmm. She is the greatest voice of all time.
Yep.
Just an incredible singer. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Joe Novak.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, sorry we missed you yesterday.
Yep.
We'll get it right next year.
We will.
Thankfully, we know now. Now we know. No. Happy birthday, Joe. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Christy Foreman.
Happy birthday, Christy.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Larry Tillman.
Happy birthday. Congratulations, Larry.
And a special shout out to Pam's nephew, Christopher Lewick. A happy birthday to you, Chris.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries out there, everybody. Keep getting them to us. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after our local and statewide news and some sports on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of a majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Vaccination is one of the most convenient and safest preventative care measures available. This from Noelle Deep, an MD and regional medical director and internal medicine physician from Aspirus. She said that as a reminder that it's important for adults to keep their vaccinations up to date, as well as children. The CDC says vaccines have saved lives for over 100 years, but serious disease is still a threat. Vaccines can prevent serious illness and help protect you and your loved ones from preventable disease. Vaccines are safe and in some cases, such as school or travel, may be required. If you volunteered with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties this past year, they want to celebrate you tomorrow. You're invited to attend a drive-through event at St. John the Evangelist Church between noon and 1:30 for their Volunteer Recognition Day. It's located at 320 Oak Street while supplies last. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. The Packers with the 25th pick. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers back inside AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Yankees. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. Last inning, he gave us the fifth was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 57, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Night. Got an interesting topic to kick off the segment here, Seth.
All right.
I think this is an interesting one, at least.
Okay.
Did you know that as of 2020, only 46 million people live in rural America?
Okay.
That is down 0.6% from 2010. The other 285 million people in America live in urban areas, which is an 8.8% increase from that number in 2010.
Wow.
That's almost 23 million more people, which is roughly the total population increase in the United States during that time.
Wow.
So there's a lot of numbers there just to retro, a lot of factors.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, yes.
Settle all that into our brains there a little bit. It's early. We can't, you know, throwing a lot of numbers at you before 9 a.m. But what's the difference between urban and rural?
Yes.
Is someone just drawing a line somewhere and deciding, hey, that place don't even have a Starbucks, so that's, you know, or whatever. It's kind of complicated, but simply put, the U.S. Census Bureau officially defines rural as everything that is not urban. And in order to qualify as urban, the area must have a population density of 1,000 people per square mile.
Oh. Well, that's handy.
That's kind of simplifies it.
Yeah,
it's
a nice way of putting it, yeah.
Classifications of urban falls under two umbrellas. An urbanized area has a 50 plus 1,000 or more people.
Okay.
And an urban cluster covers areas that are at least 2,500 and up to 50,000.
Okay, so the in-between area, okay.
Yeah, and everything that falls outside of that is rural.
Okay.
That's only about 14% of us. Isn't it, and it's kind of wild to think that 86% of Americans live in an urban area.
Mm.
No wonder everyone yearns for vacations. We're too cramped in. We're too close.
Right.
You know, come together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of interesting.
It's fascinating.
We throw these terms around.
Yeah.
But it's becoming... It is becoming more and more important, it feels like, just to me at least, that we all need to start learning from, like, anybody that's ever spent time around a five-year-old. like how literal they are. I talk in metaphors. I talk in like examples and all that. And
that's what adults do. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're talking to a kid, like a 5-year old, you can't do that.
It's concrete thinking. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get back to that a little bit as adults.
I think so.
And have words mean what the definition of they mean.
What a concept.
Yeah, yeah.
What a concept.
Feels a little far-fetched in 2024, but let's hope we can get back there.
Yeah.
Say by the early 2040s, maybe. but this is an example of that.
Absolutely.
Of terms like urban and rural that we throw around, and are they or aren't they?
Yes.
I know people that consider a very big city a rural area, parts of it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Houston in particular. That's
interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too when I was out there.
It's like the fourth biggest city in the United States. Yeah.
When I was in there, it was, I think, the second or third.
Yeah.
But there are spots of Houston where I was at where people consider it being a rural area. Like, wow. If you ask locals.
Yeah,
you
know?
And then there's plenty of places that are middle population areas that consider themselves a bigger city or something that aren't really necessarily statistically like by this maybe considered that.
You know, that'd be a fascinating survey to do just for like locally here, like people in Wisconsin Rapids, what do you consider yourself? Maybe it has to do where in the city you live. You know, you may still be like kind of you were referring to in Houston, still in the city limits, but it maybe feels more rural, or you just get, you know, it's like, I don't feel like I live in an urban area. I would say I live in a rural area.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with what people's perspective is, you know, and maybe there's people that in that same thing is like, no, I live in a city. So, yeah. I mean, that'd be really interesting to see what people think about that.
I'm curious to know what you all think. 424-2600. Do you think about these things? Do you think about where you're living right now and if it's considered a rural or urban area?
Mm-hmm.
And does this affect how you do things too? Because another thing that comes to mind to this is the way people look at these things and if they're going to visit places or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's another key part of this too. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I have to say for this area, and I mean, I grew up down in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider that area, you know, like the Adams Friendship area would be urban and the surrounding areas would be rural.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now being living in Rapids, I mean, obviously in Rapids is going to be urban.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look like at Rudolph, Vesper, maybe Pittsville kind of in,
consider that
rural.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, as for the spike, I think it comes down to it because of the infrastructure, you know, out in the rural areas, you can't get a very good internet.
Right.
Yeah.
The conveniences aren't there compared to like if you're in an urban area, you know, you don't have your, you know, bigger grocery stores. Yeah. You know, in some of those rural areas, you do have your mom and pop. But to get, and then that can get expensive. I mean, I know we talk about shopping local and supporting those mom and pops, but I, you know, for certain things, it's pretty expensive at the
right.
Yeah. So you kind of have to. Yeah.
Yep.
You teed me up to a perfect thing that I was looking for a way to shoehorn into the conversation, and now I'm going to do it. But it's one of my favorite, like, random kind of facts, random kind of things about life in America and our history and everything. The invention that changed politics more than anything else, the air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
The population before the air conditioner's invention, all the highest populated cities are out east.
Out east in the northern parts, yeah.
Okay.
So they don't have as many, so southern states and northern, western states don't have as many delegates or much
That's
representation
right.
in the Senate and Congress and all this.
Mm-hmm.
As the air conditioner becomes more popular and they have them in Houston and Dallas and these places,
Florida,
those areas blow up. And all of a sudden, politics completely changes in this country.
In a lot of ways,
And so there's that. I think we might be seeing something similar with the internet. And what we're seeing with what you guys are talking about there with broadband and that, and well, in these rural areas, I can't get it. I'm moving somewhere where I can get internet.
Yeah.
I'm moving somewhere where we're seeing more of a migration going on with some of that. We're also seeing a lot of people, too, going the other direction. And I shouldn't say a lot, but we are seeing
at least some
people going the other, like, I'm done with the city life. I am done with this. Give me trees. Where are the trees? Well, it's interesting.
Here's kind of an example of what you just said there on that is, okay, so Madison was I mean, very populated.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's happened in Sun Prairie. Look what's happened in Verona, Edgerton. Yeah. Some of those those things are booming because people are getting out of Madison,
mm-hmm.
and they because of the cost of living in Madison is unbelievable. So I mean, it's probably a wish wash type situation. Is that too? People that lived in the bigger cities finally like, we can't afford to live here. Let's try to find something, a little smaller, maybe less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to be concerned about the numbers, what you just read out, I don't think there's going to, need to be really, because it's balance out eventually, I think,
Yeah, I don't, it always evens out. Things go in ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. To me, it was interesting about the population decrease and increase mm-hmm. in the movement that we have and everything. I found the definitions of these things to be just as interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that there's anything here to get up in arms about mm-hmm. or anything like that. I do think it's something to pay attention to.
Right.
I think it's kind of interesting, but I don't know that it means what it means necessarily, other than some of the things we've touched on here.
I got the perfect metric for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I grew up in the country, and I was very rural. I mean, I was way in the sticks, and we didn't have garbage service. So there it is. If you have garbage service,
that's pretty good.
Then you're in an urban area. If you don't, you're in a rural area.
It works for me. I'm gonna call Funkin' Wagnalls. Yeah, I'm gonna see if we can get the definitions changed.
But Seth, is there sticks really in North Dakota?
Well, I didn't grow up there. I grew up in Minnesota, where there are lots of sticks. You're right. With North Dakota, there's no trees.
No,
no branches. You have plenty of branches there.
It's interesting. See, it was interesting choice by them.
Yeah, that's right.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Thanks for the call. Oh, real quick before I let you go, let's all take a good lap on the NIL not getting pushed through. By
that's
the
true. It did fail. Yep.
Oh.
Did fail. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it did.
I'm glad that didn't happen either. But
I do want to.
I think you were just. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I really want to get into us on Playmakers on Monday. So just to let
know,
we will definitely get into this on Monday on Playmakers a little bit more. But just a tease to the audience there, that is something we'll be talking about. Mm-hmm. And appreciate you, Kev. Have a great morning.
Yeah. But the one thing I want to know before Monday is your excitement about the new plans down in Chicago.
I actually am. I was shocked. I read that article. For those that don't know, the Chicago Bears proposed a new stadium for Soldier Field. It would be the new Soldier Field.
Domed?
It would be domed.
Okay.
It would be a movable, retractable dome with a see-through dome. And it's going to be right on the lakefront. Like literally right on top of the
Cleveland Stadium
and everything. It's the lakefront part that really sold me. And
that sounds cool.
And this is going to happen eventually or not.
It will.
Like every stadium. I know that you don't want to, I know a lot of you might not want to hear this. Lambeau Field will be redone eventually.
It will be.
Like all of these stadiums are going to have this happen to them. Camden Yards is going to be updated, or a whole new stadium is going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Things are just moving so quickly with tech, with all this different stuff. And if you want to keep your team, if you want to be able to do these things, and you want to have things like the NFL draft, you want to have the Super Bowl, of course, every franchise, every city wants to have that stuff. So this stuff is going to happen whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. I think we have a great example of this right here in town with the jail. In Wisconsin Rapids. Mm. For 30 years, they kicked the can on that thing. The only thing that changed was how much it was going to cost to make that dang jail.
Right.
We're still making the jail. It just got kicked the can down the road there, and now taxpayers are having to, you know what I mean. Now we're dealing with it now.
Yep.
When it should have been done 30 years ago.
Right.
Same thing with Soldier Field. They made the quote-unquote adjustments to it and everything and tried to do some weird sci-fi thing to it or something like that. I didn't even know Andy Warhol worked on stadiums.
Sideline.
Trying to correct that now.
Yeah.
They are going to keep the marble columns, though. And this is if this even happens. We'll see. Eventually, something will happen. I don't know if it'll be this one. I'm generally kind of okay with it.
The big question is always who's going to pay for it. That's the big thing.
There is a couple of interesting things with that where I didn't know this. The NFL has a loan program. that they do for new stadiums. Really? So they have that. They are asking some money.
They can afford it.
They are asking some money from the city, but they're, after that initial payment, there are no additional taxes or anything like that from there. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Talk more on Playmakers. Appreciate you, Kev.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, Doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, the celebration of Earth Week continues. I'm going to be joined by Carrie Schumann, Executive Director of Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Don't miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 57, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
This is what I want. There we go. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you, getting you ready for a Friday. Hope you're having a good one out there.
An underutilized instrument, the baritone sax.
It really is.
It's got a great sound, man. If you play that thing right, it adds so much.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you paid more to take a certain flight at a specific time only to have a delay or cancellation completely derail your schedule?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Twice. At
everybody,
least twice.
Everybody out
everybody
there
out
said,
there?
Yeah,
everybody?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, everybody agrees. Oh, everybody's had that happen. And usually there's little to no compensation from the airlines. Well, that has changed. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as, quote, an expression of passenger rights. But you won't get $300 for a one-hour delay. Here's how it'll work. Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed, and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. This includes airlines changing your itinerary before the day of your trip.
Okay.
The delays covered would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights.
Okay.
This includes tickets purchased directly from airlines, travel agents, and third-party sites, including Expedia and Travelocity.
Hmm.
So to be clear, to get the refund, you get the refund if you don't take the later delayed or rescheduled flight.
Okay.
So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight in the next morning, if you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel.
Right.
This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of a delay or cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
They have to give you a refund in cash, so no travel vouchers, within 7 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. That's incredible.
That is a good. Big. I think everyone's going to be happy about that one.
And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get, like Wi-Fi, premium seat selections, and in-flight entertainment.
Okay.
So I think you're going to be hard pressed to find anybody who doesn't like this, other than people that own airlines and run them and CEOs.
At this point, don't care.
No,
because they have done such a horrible job over the last couple of decades. It's been awful, and this is long overdue. We say that all the time. Wow, they should have done this a long time, and it's true. But better late than never. And these are good rules. I think these are excellent.
I make the argument, all the time, mm-hmm. that I think the three of us are pretty like-minded on this one, mm-hmm. about minimum wage and raising a minimum wage. And one of the first things that you hear is, well, what about mom and pop businesses mm-hmm. that can't afford that? And to which I usually counter, I'm sorry, I hate that they can't, but this is business. This is the world we live in. If you can't survive, then you have to find something else to do or what have you and everything. This is business 101. I'm not going to hold back on the airlines. Like the mm-hmm. big complaint from a lot of these airlines is well, with the amount of cancellations that go on, we could go bankrupt or this or that. Okay.
Fine.
Then a new airline company will come up and buy or somebody will buy out the company that can actually run it. What are we doing here where we're bailing out people that aren't good at their job?
Yep.
If you and I don't do our job, we're fired. Like, that's it. End of story. Moving on. And 99% of the people listening to us out there, if they don't do their job, boom, they're fired. They're out. Mm-hmm. Whereas, with CEOs and some of these people that run these companies, we just give them bonuses. We have politicians that have been in office for decades or years at times that don't get anything done. Why do we, with these jobs, just kind of they got a nice smile. Yeah. Or they've been in the job for a while. Let's let them
Failing upward.
Just because we've always done it a certain way doesn't mean that we need to keep doing it that way.
And I've got even a more drastic one than that. There are plenty of countries that own their own, the country owns their own airline.
Yeah.
A lot of countries do that.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, guys? We don't need you.
Yeah.
We can do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.